friends, if I may propose a little toast. Let us eat, drink, and be merry. For tomorrow, we die.
The first element in a bouquet of wine is to get your nose down into the wine glass. I mean, let's be serious about it. Let's get right down in there, and I want you to inhale several times, very sharp inhalations. Lovely.
It's The Wine Crush, the show that's all about the grape. And now, here are your hosts, Laura Lawson.
Yeah, I remember her. The traffic was bumper to bumper outside her room.
And Michael Ambrose.
It's supposed to be a cocktail dress, you know, something peekaboo. Until, you know, sparkle a little, and you'd call that peekaboo.
Welcome to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and I am flying solo today without Michael Ambrose. For those of you who listen to the show, you know that Michael is my favorite wine swine, and he has actually come down with the swine flu. So in light of that, for our lovely opening Thanksgiving Day show, you have me, Laura Lawson, the person who can actually burn boiling water. So we are here today to have a lot of fun, talk a little bit about what you should drink on Thanksgiving, because we all know that I'm an expert on what needs to be drunk on Thanksgiving as opposed to eaten. And we are going to go over some traditions. We're going to talk to Tina Ulaki. She is the editor of Food and Wine Magazine. So there, I'm not going to leave you totally hanging with nothing to eat on Thanksgiving Day. We're going to talk vintage vibe. We're going to give you a couple little teasers. I'm going to give you my top 10 recommendations on how to survive Thanksgiving. But most importantly, we're going to take your calls, we're going to take your emails, and we're going to try and educate you a little bit about the grape. So usually this is the portion of the show where we sit and have our wine discussion and we discover what each other has been drinking. Well, Michael's opening his restaurant, so I know he is again focused on quantity and not quality, so whatever he would have to say today would probably be irrelevant. But since we do talk Thanksgiving and we do talk food, I do want to talk about what I am drinking these days. For those of you who are looking at your better homes and gardens, you're looking at your Southern Living, all these lovely magazines that are out in the stand right now that have those perfect turkeys on the front and all those gorgeous cakes that you can't even make it at home from the bakery without destroying. One key element transcends through during this Thanksgiving holiday, and people are saying, eat locally. And what they mean is they're talking about eat foods, eat vegetables, eat game that come from your region of the country. Now, granted, we've got a very large country, but hand in hand with that goes the concept of drinking locally. And in a roundabout way, that's where I'm going with what we're drinking these days. Drinking locally, with the dollar where it is, with the French acting the way they are, with Italians not even sure if their wines are going to be declared, not declared, clearing ports. Now is a great time for wine isolationism, and that's where we're going. California Chardonnay, California Cabernet. It is definitely the time to support our local states, and I have been doing so. There is a winery in Napa Valley, California called Sterling, and for those of you who are long-running fans of the show, you will recall that we have had the winemaker for Sterling on the show. Ratings have come out, releases have come out, and the new Sterling Reserve Cabernet have come out. For those of you who are true Napa Valley, California Cabernet fans, this is an amazing bottle of wine at a great price. So whether you're buying it at a restaurant, whether you're buying it at your local retailer, definitely go look up the Sterling Reserve Cab. On the flip side of that, if you're still drinking white wine, for those of you in warmer climates, the Sterling Reserve Chardonnay is also out. Also great points, also great bottle of wine. So definitely encourage you to have a Sterling Thanksgiving and find these wines. So, something we all like to think about when Thanksgiving rolls around, you think about traditions and you think about what you've done in the past. Definitely in my house, it's always, well, my grandmother did this and my grandmother did that, and this is how the turkey was done, and this is how we sat around the table. But as we're getting into the holiday season, we realize that travel's more expensive. Our family can't all necessarily get together. So how do these traditions carry on? And we definitely want to hear from you. We want to know what's going on in your family for Thanksgiving. So reach out to us and tell us about your upcoming traditions. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1 or email us at info@winecrush.com and tell us what year-end generation traditions you have. But let's face facts, those traditions, unfortunately, are not always translated well in today's society. So that is why I am bringing you today the Lawson Top 10 recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving, traditions or not. Now, I encourage you, these are ones that have been adopted in my house for at least the last 15 years. Hey, and feel free, take as many of these as you'd like to, call them your own. Remember, plagiarism is truly an art. So, number 10 on the recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving. Turkeys do actually take 3 days to defrost. It is not a recommendation. It's not a kind suggestion. Turkey will not fit in the microwave. There's no way to defrost that bird that way. Other than sitting it outside and running hot water and upsetting all your neighbors, you have to plan ahead for Thanksgiving. And that's what we go into when we think about traditions. Most of them do come from planning ahead, and that's the root of this. So as you're planning ahead for your Thanksgiving, plan your wine, plan your beverages, plan what you're going to serve. Make sure that you aren't stuck on Thanksgiving Day having to run out to the grocery store to buy Aunt Mabel that one little glass of Riesling. So we encourage you, number 10 on our list, to plan ahead. We are going to take a small pause right here, but when we come back, we will definitely go into more of my lovely top 10 recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving, and we will also have the pleasure of actually talking to a food expert from Food & Wine magazine. So more on this when we return.
A party? And you didn't invite us?
The Wine Crush.
You ain't getting rid of us that easy.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has seven models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
So you think you're a Team 48 fan, right?
Try me.
How many Sprint Cup races have Jimmy...
229.
How many did
34
they...
34 wins.
Where was Jimmy?
El Cajon, California.
When was he?
9-17-75.
Where was Chad...
Rockport, Illinois.
I'm sorry, what?
Rockport, Illinois.
Rockport, Illinois? No, my friend. Chad Knaus was born in Rockford, Illinois. You call yourself a fan.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today.
This is Jimmy Johnson, and I want to thank all of the Lowe's Team 48 fans for cheering us on over the years.
Lowe's, let's build something together.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey, Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Before the bare necessities, the simple bare necessities.
Have a banana.
Eating well.
Have two bananas.
And playing.
Come on, Baloo.
Go together like best friends.
You better believe it.
With the food pyramid, the bare necessities of living healthy are easy.
That bring the bare necessities of life.
It gives you just the right amount of grains, vegetables, fruits, milk, and meats and beans.
Crazy.
So eat right.
You eat it?
You're gonna love the way they tickle.
Be active.
I'll move. That's it.
And don't forget to have fun.
You're lots of fun, Baloo.
That's the way to be the best.
You're all right, kid.
At anything you do.
Yeah, man.
You can go to mypyramid.gov to play some games and find out more.
Me and Baloo, we've got things to do.
This has been a message from the U.S. Department of Agriculture and the Ad Council.
Son, I want you home by 10, all right?
I know.
Hold on. Listen, we need to talk about drinking. You know how I feel about alcohol.
Yeah, I know.
Seriously, you're way too young to drink. I know some kids are drinking, but you're my kid. And just because they drink doesn't mean you have to.
I know.
I mean, you're still growing, you're still developing. You may think you can handle it, but you're not a grown-up yet. It's dangerous.
I know, okay?
Teenagers know everything. So talk about underage drinking before they know it all. Before they're teens.
Listen, when you drink, it screws up your judgment. I don't want you getting hurt. You could make some serious mistakes.
I know.
Listen to me. This is real.
I know, okay?
Start talking before they start drinking. And keep talking. To learn more about the dangers of underage drinking and what to say to your kids, go to stopalcoholabuse.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
It's the Wine Crush.
Back to the Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and you are listening to the show that's all about the grape and all its glory. And today you are just listening to the Lawson Point of View as Michael Ambrose is off on his wayward means to open a restaurant. So we are having fun today talking about Thanksgiving, Thanksgiving wines, traditions, everything you have to do to get ready for the bird day. So part of that always is thinking about what needs to be done and planning ahead. So in light of that, I have an email. My email is from Warren in Philly, and Warren writes, I am hosting my in-laws for the first time for Thanksgiving. There will be 10 of us. How much wine do I need for dinner? Warren, this is so much fun to get to answer emails without Michael here. My question, of course, is going to be whether or not you've met your in-laws. And if you have met your in-laws, then you're probably in good shape. If you're not, I would count on at least 6 bottles for yourself to get through dinner. In all sincerity, when you're looking at planning your Thanksgiving dinner, drinkers, non-drinkers, it doesn't matter. More is always better, not just for personal consumption, but simply because there's nothing more embarrassing than running out of your mother-in-law's favorite Chardonnay or beverage of choice. So I always anticipate on a bottle per person. Yes, it might be overkill. Yes, it's a lot of wine. But once again, you would always rather be long than short. Michael, that's a message you could remember. All right, so Warren, I hope that helps you out. I hope that gives you a good insight. For those of you who are having just 2 for dinner, I definitely recommend 3, kind of split the difference, a bottle, bottle and a half. Well, y'all are all very fortunate that you're going to get my wine expertise today, but we have definitely called in a savior and an expert to help us on the food. We are lucky. We have Tina Ulocki. She is the executive food editor of Food and Wine Magazine. She has been with Food & Wine since 1985. She writes the Recipe Rescue column each month, and plus Ask Tina. So, Tina, welcome to the Wine Crush.
It's great to be here, and I'm with you on the bottle, bottle and a half per person.
Absolutely. Priority. Actually, if you're cooking in my kitchen, which is why you're such a big asset to the show today, it's a bottle per hour. Tina, it is really a delight to have you talking to me and talking to our listeners coming up on Thanksgiving, because I think Thanksgiving tends to be the most intimidating holiday for entertainers. You have a lot of young married couples who are doing it for the first time, having their in-laws in, having their families in. You have people like me who fully understand our limitations in the kitchen. Help us. What is the key to a successful Thanksgiving?
Well, I think the key is probably a lot of wine and relaxing. You know, I think everybody feels like they have their mother-in-law, they have their family, they're hosting for the first time. There's so many things going on. You have to worry that your house looks okay, that, you know, you've pulled up the cat fur, that you have enough plates and forks, and, you know, that, you know, one of the kids hasn't knocked the table, and there's so many things to worry about. So, I mean, my biggest piece of advice is make the menu simple. It's not the only meal that somebody's going to eat all year. It's not the only meal they're going to eat all week. They will remember the meal, but they'll remember the experience they had at your house. And the more relaxed you are, the more fun everybody will have. So that's my biggest piece of advice. And whether that means only cooking one turkey because you usually cook two, whether that means only having three side dishes, whatever it means for you, depending on what your kitchen is like, not overextending your kitchen, not expecting your oven to miraculously triple in size just because you have to cook a meal for more people than you usually do, because it just doesn't happen.
Yeah, I'm surprised my oven doesn't understand that. And I really don't grasp the fact that I can't put a turkey and three casseroles in it and it all won't be done at the same time. The oven's supposed to know that. That's wrong. So.
Well, that's what, you know, this year we did we did, you know, every year we do Thanksgiving, and we have to make it new for ourselves and for our readers every year. And it's our favorite meal of the year, of course. So what we did this year was we broke down the kitchen so that we tried to give recipes that you could make ahead and stash in your freezer, that you could make ahead and stash in the refrigerator.
I was about to say, Tina, I break down my kitchen every year, so this is nothing new.
Oh, well, good for you.
But literally.
You know, there are people who don't think about it, and all of a sudden they realize there's no more room in the oven, but they need the oven desperately. There's no more room on the stove, but they need the stove desperately. So we tried to come up with recipes for, you know, absolutely every strategy and also for every level of experience.
That's what
so,
we like
you know,
to
we
hear.
We always have really, really easy things. We have some things that are a little bit more complicated or a little bit more ambitious or a little more unusual just for people who do it every year and want to add another little twist one year or another.
Okay, Tina, I have a question, and I'm glad my co-host isn't here with me today because he'd shoot me for asking this question, but I got to ask. I read Food and Wine religiously. I read Southern Living religiously. I read all these beautiful magazines, and every time I open up the piece of paper that talks about Thanksgiving, there is always this glorious roasted turkey in the picture. I have never, ever, ever had a turkey that looked anything like that picture. How do y'all do that? How do you master that?
Well, you know, the one thing we never do is we never fake it. You know, we don't, there are all these food stylist tricks. You can brush it with soy sauce. I've heard you can baste it with peanut butter to give it this really, really plump, brown, burnished glow.
I'm taking
notes.
We've
never done
that,
which is why, you know, sometimes ours has little splotches of brown or black, or it's not 100% evenly colored. So, I mean, our bird usually has a couple of little imperfections. But, you know, the oven does magical things with turkey skin. You can always help it with a little olive oil or butter. Maybe olive oil is better because sometimes the milky particles in butter can burn. But, you know, I don't know. Start with a really nice bird, and it should just deliver beauty when you take it out of the oven.
I will work on that. I will find something with feathers and see if I can't get my hands on it and make it behave.
That might be a little too ambitious. Yes. Start with a bow and arrow. No.
Hey, I'd love to have a bow and arrow, but my producer won't let me have one in the studio. I really don't understand why. Tina, question for you. If you had to pick one bottle of wine that you were going to serve universally through all courses, all hours of everything for Thanksgiving, what bottle would you pick?
I'd probably go with Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
You know, I love Pinot Noir anyway, and it's really, really food friendly. And, you know, with all the sweet and savory, earthy, herby, I mean, you never know what's coming. And Pinot Noir sort of stands up to all of them. So that's what I would pick. I mean, you could do Beaujolais also. I mean, I know people love Beaujolais Nouveau. It comes out right before Thanksgiving. You know, it's pretty great, fun wine to celebrate with. And the older Beaujolais usually have a little bit more depth to them.
Right.
But I think that would be a good pick, too. You know, rosé. I mean, I know you just wanted one.
Hey, but
For me,
I like all
I would
your suggestions.
Pick Pinot Noir. But, you know, I think even a rosé is an amazing match for all those, you know, I mean, it's those myriad flavors that are very, very hard to pinpoint. So you want a wine that's actually going to be amazing with all of them and sort of show really, really well. So I think a young rosé where the fruit flavors are really, really vibrant, really fresh. You know, it's not just a summer wine.
Well, you're definitely hitting on the high points. It's interesting for our listeners who may not follow the wines that Tina are recommending. They all range from being like a salmon color all the way up to being like a light chartreuse color. So what we're looking at are light reds recommending for Thanksgiving, essentially, right, Tina?
Well, yes, but that's, you know, that's sort of my personal preference because I'm a red girl. You know, I just like red wine much more than white. I think a Riesling would be a great choice also, you know, especially like a slightly off-dry Riesling would be really nice with all those Thanksgiving earthy harvesty flavors. And a Sauvignon Blanc. You know, the citrusy acidity would be really nice to cleanse the palate, you know, when you're having all these rich, rich flavors that coat it. So maybe that would be a great, I think that would be a great white choice.
I think you have definitely covered the gamut. So I'll tell you what, I'm going to make a deal with you.
Okay.
You bring the turkey, I'll bring the gamut of wines, and we can just find a great mid ground here. I'll drink the wine, and I'll put a little apron on, and I'll pretend to put it in a pan, and then I'll just keep you in so much wine, you'll be fine and happy the rest of the afternoon. How's that sound?
That sounds great, but what about all those awesome sides?
Oh, good Lord.
It's all about the sides.
Well, if your turkey's good enough, no one's going to pay attention.
I guess so. It's all about the sides for me. So, have to have the turkey. You have to have the gravy. But, you know, it's all those great things that you can do with squash and with sweet potatoes and with cauliflower and broccoli and salads and soups and, you know, all the other things.
Well,
I don't know. That's what makes Thanksgiving so exciting to me. The only problem I have, and, you know, we have that problem a little bit in the magazine, too, is we can't pick. So, you know, our Thanksgiving issue just gets bigger and bigger and bigger. And I was just looking at our, we have this little Thanksgiving guide on our website at foodandwine.com. And I think I must have done 14 Thanksgiving menus over the course of the past couple of years since our website's sort of been up and running, because I can't pick. I can't pick which cranberry sauce. I can't pick between white potatoes and sweet potatoes and butternut squash and stuffings. I mean, we didn't even talk about stuffings or dessert or any of those things. So they're just, you know, for a cook, there's just so many things you want to get your hands on.
And for a wine person, there's so many things we want to get a corkscrew on. We definitely can relate to that. Well, Tina, thank you very, very much for being part of the Wine Crush and at least giving our listeners a little insight today into some kind of great foods they can do for Thanksgiving and definitely some good wine pairings that will help them get through the holiday.
Well, thanks so much for having me, Laura, and I think you might just make a beautiful turkey this year.
My co-host makes a great turkey every day of the year, but I'll certainly give it a best shot. Well, this has been Tina Ulocki. She's the executive food editor for Food & Wine magazine. And, Tina, thank you so much. I hope we can call on you again. I know Easter's a big cooking holiday. We're going to keep you on our speed dial.
Sure, anytime.
Tina, thanks again.
And a good drinking holiday, too.
Necessary, definitely necessary.
Okay, Laura, well, take care and have a happy.
You have a happy Thanksgiving as well.
Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. For our listeners who would like to check out everything Food and Wine does for Thanksgiving and write those recipes down, we encourage you go to their website, www.foodandwine.com. And when you need something to drink or some entertainment, go to winecrush.com. More on Thanksgiving and traditions when we return.
So, you know, we won the cup in 06, then we won again in 07, so naturally me, Jimmy, Chad, and the guys, we're really happy. And, you know, of course, we've had some...
What's this we? We won in 06, we won in 07. What are you, part of Lowe's Team 48?
Yeah.
Become an official member of the Team Lowe's Racing Fan Club. Just log in at www.lowesracing.com and sign up today. You'll get the club's free track record magazine, members-only discounts, weekly club emails, and lots more.
This is Jimmy Johnson. Looking forward to having you on the team.
Lowe's. Let's build something together.
Z-Max. It helps your car, truck, motorcycle, or boat save gas and last longer. The secret of Z-Max is micro-lubrication. Z-Max penetrates deep into the metal of your engine and drivetrain where regular oil can't. Z-Max reduces heat and friction, dissipates carbon buildup, restores power, and reduces fuel consumption. Z-Max maintains mileage in your new car and improves mileage in your older car. It works. Log on to Z-Max.com to find a Z-Max retail performance partner. Z-Max. Performance you can feel.
What would you do if you had to choose between the buffalo and the giraffes? Between a flower or an elephant? What would you choose? What if you had to decide between a 100-year-old tree and a 1,000,000-year-old beech? Between drinking clean water or breathing clean air? Would you make the right choice? Would there be a right choice? Now there's a way to help. Not just one, but all these things. EarthShare, the world's leading environmental groups working together. It's one choice we can all live with.
This ad sponsored by Ad Council and EarthShare.
When I have an asthma attack, I feel scared.
It's like tiny nails in the air poke my lungs.
I start to cough.
Sometimes my parents have to take me to the hospital.
Today, one out of 13 children suffer from some form of asthma, accounting for nearly one-third of all emergency room visits.
I feel like I'm choking.
It's kind of like an elephant is on my chest.
A little whistle sound comes out when I breathe.
But while your child may suffer from asthma, asthma doesn't have to make your child suffer. There are simple ways you can prevent your child's next attack. To learn more, call 1-866-NO-ATTACKS. That's 1-866-662-8822. Log on to www.noattacks.org or call your doctor. Because even one attack is one too many.
I feel like a fish with no water.
Brought to you by the EPA, the Ad Council, and this station.
Melting polar ice was a dirty look. Shrinking glaciers, a nudge. Dying forests, they were a tap on the shoulder. We got a finger in our chest from the rising sea level, and a sharp poke in the ribs from recent wildfires in Alaska. Then dying coral reefs and eroding coastlines pushed us hard. The drowned polar bears, that was a shove. Melting permafrost, that was a slap. Rising ocean temperatures and extreme weather, an uppercut. Then record-breaking heat waves hit us right where it hurts. Has it occurred to anyone that maybe the Earth is trying to get our attention?
We can still reduce greenhouse gas pollution before it's too late. To find out how, go to fightglobalwarming.com. Brought to you by Environmental Defense, the Robertson Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
When I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be sending me a Valentine? Birthday greetings, bottle of wine.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson, and we are having our show that's all about turkey today. We are talking about Thanksgiving. We're talking about the foods of Thanksgiving. We're talking about the wines of Thanksgiving. And we're talking about different traditions. So for those of you who have heard through our food and wine commentary, we encourage you, reach out, tell us what you think of our pairings and our thoughts. You can reach us at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Those of you who tend to be a little bit shyer can email us at info@winecrush.com. Well, right now we have Dina from North Carolina on the wine line. Dina, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for calling in, getting ready for this Thanksgiving holiday. So what can I do to impart wisdom on you? Please don't let this be a cooking question.
It's not a cooking question.
There you go. I will be happy to help then.
Great. I am actually hosting family and friends for a gathering at my home for Thanksgiving. My issue is, while my friends and I drink, my family does not. What's the best way to handle that situation?
Actually, Dina, that raises an interesting story. I was raised in the South, and my family was Southern Baptist, and my grandparents definitely did not drink. And so when it came to events and it came to parties, my family and my parents, we'd all take the liquor and the wine bottles, and they would go in the closet of the back bedroom. So we keep all the wine and all the booze in the back bedroom, and my family was just astonished that half of us managed to stay in bed for 12 hours a day. So, but past that, that's not being an option. The golden rule when you look at something like this, it is always awkward when you bring family together with friends who like to be social when they do not imbibe. But the golden rule is whoever's house it is, the rules stand. So okay. If it's your house and you are a drinker, then alcohol, by all means, is welcome. It can be displayed. It can be shown on counters. It can be poured at dinner, and it can be offered. And anyone who is, I don't know, gracious enough to be going to someone else's home should definitely understand where the bearing is in your house.
Okay.
Think that will help?
I do. Thank you so much.
Ah, thank you for calling in, and good luck with the aunts and the uncles and the grandmothers who don't drink. You'll have to call us back and let us know how well this went.
I will. Thank you again.
Thank you, Dina.
Uh-huh.
you know, that does raise an interesting question if you're going to someone's house for the holidays. And it actually kind of ties in to the rest of the Lawson top 10 recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving. So I will give you three of them really quickly for those of you who are traveling to other people's houses. Number nine, fish and visitors smell after 3 days. Thank you, Ben Franklin, for that lovely piece of wisdom. But you definitely need to remember the fact, if you are at someone else's home after 3 days, it's time for you to pack your stuff and move on. Number eight, we do it this way back home is not a way to start a sentence when you're staying with somebody else. Not an option. If you wanted to do it back home that way, then you should have stayed home. Definitely do not imply how people should be doing it. Be happy they are cooking or serving you wine. And of course, number seven, a bottle of wine per person per day. And that's just what the hostess should be consuming minimal to get through the out-of-town company. So we continue on the top 10 traditions and suggestions for getting through Thanksgiving, and we will certainly get through a couple more. But actually, a quick note on what Dina had asked about drinkers and non-drinkers coming together for the holidays. Regardless, if you are going to set a table, make sure everyone has a glass at their place setting. Just because Aunt Emma does not drink, do not leave that glass away from her. So we are continuing on with great Thanksgiving ideas and traditions. And of course, we're going to start talking wine pairings here shortly. But we want to hear from you. Let us know your thoughts. Let us know what you're planning on Thanksgiving. Call us on the wine line at 877-4-CRUSH-1. Or you can email us at info@winecrush.com. And tell you what, we will find a lovely prize here in the studio for anyone who can send us a picture for the ugliest turkey out there. We want to see your ugly turkeys from Thanksgiving. We want to see what made you drink more. So we encourage you, send pictures, and we'll send you something to your house. All right, we have to take a small break, but before we do, we must introduce our weekly wine teaser. We are talking, of course, about our vintage vibe. And the year in question, the Democrats gained control of both houses of Congress. James Brown passed away. Prince won the Grammy for Best Male Vocal. Crash was the Best Picture. And Florida won the NCAA Championship. So put your thinking caps on and we'll give you the answer when we return.
A toast, yeah? To high treason. That's what these men were committing when they signed the Declaration. Had we lost the war, they would have been hanged, beheaded, drawn and quartered. Oh, my personal favorite. Had their entrails cut out and burned. So, here's to the men who did what was considered wrong in order to do what they knew was right.
The Wine Crush.
Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
I'm on a test track riding in a Roush Mustang with Cooper Tires technical advisor Johnny Unser to learn why Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires.
Wow, feel that grip?
Yeah, I felt it. Cooper incorporates what they learn at the track into engineering high-performing, reliable, safe tires for whatever you drive on the street.
Okay, time to cut her loose.
We weren't already cutting her loose? Cooper Tires, don't give up a thing. For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Okay, seriously, I want out.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Avail 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of mpg, based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
When a legend like Carroll Shelby puts Z-Max in every car he owns, maybe you should too.
I know it works.
Z-Max with micro-lubrication reduces wear on vital engine parts and increases horsepower. If you're a custom engine builder or a do-it-yourselfer, Z-Max belongs in your car. Z-Max. easy to use. One in your gas and one in your oil every 5,000 miles. Take it from Carroll Shelby.
I put my name on the line on that, and I mean...
Log on to ZMAX.com and find a retail performance partner. ZMAX, performance you can feel.
From the vantage point, Mafatu saw 6 war canoes drawn up on the beach. But what held the boy's eyes in awful trance were the figures springing and leaping about the flames, darting, shifting, bounding toward the sky. The eaters of men. Cannibals. Firelight glistened on their oiled bodies, on flashing spears and bristling decorations. Mafatu watched the strange scene, powerless to move, and he felt doom itself breathing chill upon his neck. In that very instant, he heard a crashing in the undergrowth. 4 figures were tearing toward him through the jungle. He could see them now. He turned and ran blindly down the trail, slipping, sliding, stumbling, his breath all but choking in his throat. Only one thought gave him courage as he ran. His canoe ready and waiting. If only he could reach it before the savages overtook him. Explore new worlds. Find out what happens next by reading the book Call It Courage by Armstrong Sperry. For other great book ideas, visit literacy.gov. A message from the Library of Congress and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
Welcome back to The Wine Crush. I'm Laura Lawson. Without my usual co-host, Michael Ambrose, today, we are talking about Thanksgiving. That's one of the reasons why we locked him out of the studio. He just would have had entirely too many opinions. But we've had a lot of fun so far on the show. We've talked with a food and wine editor who gave us turkey advice. I have given you my own personal top recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving. And of course, before we took a small break, we teased your brain. And we teased your brain with looking at this particular year. It was the year that Democrats gained control of both houses of Congress, that Florida won the NCAA championship, that Crash won Best Picture, the year James Brown passed away, and Prince won a Grammy for male vocal. I'm sure all of you have figured it out, but for those of you who have not, I am talking about the year 2006. And when you look at 2006 as a vintage year, definitely look at California Chardonnay. Definitely look at Burgundy. Burgundy is the banner of 2006, and without Michael here, I can definitely admit that it's going to be a great year. It's going to be good values, and I suggest all of you look over the pond to catch some of those wines. So we are having continuous fun by talking to you, our listeners. And as we've always encouraged you, call our wine line, 877-4-CRUSH-1. Today we are talking about Thanksgiving and planning for the holidays, and we have Lori from New York with holiday questions on the wine line. Lori, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Thank you. Laura, first off, I want to tell you how much we enjoy your show. My husband and I listen to you every chance we get, and I'm hoping you can settle a little bit of a disagreement we've been having. It comes to etiquette.
Okay. Hey, which side? You have to let me know at the end which side are you on so I can make sure that since you're the one calling, I side with you.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
When you're hosting a party and you've gone ahead and poured wine for everyone that's attending, is it proper for someone to go ahead and clink the glass of the host that's poured the wine for you?
All of the clinking and all of the toasting, it all is really interwoven with a whole lot of superstition. And once again, our theme for the day, tradition. There are 2 reasons that people used to clink glasses. The first was to knock the evil spirits away from the glasses. When you actually clink the glass, the spirits are supposed to run away. The other reason people used to clink glasses is there were certain poisons in the Middle Ages that when they were disrupted or the glass was shaken, they would actually foam. So they would actually clink the host glass to make sure that the host hadn't poisoned them. In today's society, it is generally up for the host. If the host has pulled you around the table, you are sitting at my Thanksgiving table, I have poured you all a lovely glass of California Chardonnay, I raise my glass and I say toast to family and friends, it is up to the host to reach the glass over and touch generally the glass to their right. That is the actual etiquette portion of it.
Okay.
So the good news is the more you drink, the less it really matters. And just however you want to do it, as long as you don't break someone else's glass, or at least if you break someone else's glass, you give them your glass, it really doesn't matter.
Well, Laura, thank you so much. And hearing that, I raise my glass to you. Thank you very much. And you have settled with me. So,
all right.
And thank you.
Us ladies got to stick together. Lori, thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. All right. So it's always interesting when we talk about tradition, you usually wind up bringing all the superstition and all the background of wine into play. And I think that's one of the reasons why we enjoy doing this show so much, and we hope our listeners enjoy it, is we're trying to take all that mystery, all that etiquette, all of the superstition that associates with wine, we're trying to make it go away. So we encourage all, ask these questions, because hopefully when we're looking 10 years from now, 15 years from now, our grandkids are running around, none of these silly traditions will remain, and everyone can just drink, relax, and enjoy, which really should be what Thanksgiving's all about. All right, off my soapbox and onto the wine line, we have John from Philadelphia. John, welcome to the Wine Crush.
Hey, Laura, great show. Thanks for taking my phone call.
Oh, happy to do it. My producer made me. I didn't really have a choice, so it's always nice to welcome somebody.
Hey, my question is, I've got a lot of family coming in town for the holidays coming up. Some are wine drinkers, some are not. Should I try to pair wines with the food, or should I try to select wines based on the company that I have?
I think the easiest way to do it, anytime you're doing a mixed crowd with relatives and family, you are much better off just to run a gamut of wines, because you get in a festive situation. Even old Aunt Anne, who never, ever, ever drinks wine, is going to see somebody with a glass and think, oh, I want a sip of that. And if the sip of that is some kind of big, meaty Cabernet, Aunt Anne's going to just have a heart attack and say, this is awful, it's nasty, no, I don't like this stuff. So if you have a selection for a big group of people, say you have a bottle of Riesling, say you have a bottle of Chardonnay, you have a bottle of Bubbles, you have a bottle of Pinot, and a bottle of Cab or Merlot, you're going to find something that everybody likes. So I think the best bet, even though Thanksgiving is supposed to be a formal holiday, it's always better to have happy family than impressed family. Don't you agree?
I do, and I can always have a backup of scotch if needed.
Absolutely. I like the way you think. Let me know. Give me your address. We might have to see about coming your way and doing the crush from there.
All right.
John, thank you very much for calling the crush, and I hope your family endeavor goes well, and good luck with that turkey.
Great. You have a great holiday. Thanks, Laura.
Thank you. You know, it does bring up an interesting point when you come to Thanksgiving. We heard Tina talk about it. We touched on it a little bit in that phone call. What do you drink for Thanksgiving? What do you bring to the table, and how do you know whether it's going to work or not? For our loyal listeners, let me give you some simple advice when it comes to turkey and cranberry sauce and all the different sides. If it comes in a tall, skinny bottle, it's going to be a Riesling or a Gewürztraminer if you're buying this on your grocery store shelf. It will pair. No matter what, no matter how you do it, the Riesling is going to pair. For those of you who want to try a little bit more, if you want to try to match a little more to the sweet potato or a little bit more to the cranberries, absolutely, I encourage you to do that. But there is only one universal beverage that's going to get you through Thanksgiving, period, and that is going to be sparkling wine. For those of you who want no fault, no fuss, everybody has a glass that's going to match every taste, it's going to be champagne. And definitely, I encourage you, try it with turkey, try it to cranberry sauce, because sparkling wine does one thing that no other wine does. It cleanses your palate after every sip. So whether you take a bite of green beans, a bite of pumpkin pie, a bite of turkey, it doesn't matter. Every next bite is going to be refreshed and it's going to be different. So for those of you who are totally clueless and have no idea, champagne's your answer. For those of you who want something a little bit sweet, look for your tall, skinny bottles. And the rest of you, Pinot Noir, absolutely will carry you through the meal. We do encourage you, though, remember the guidelines. Drinkers, non-drinkers, people around the table who might want to sip, might not want to sip. Make sure everybody has a little bit of everything and tries enough to know whether they like it or not. If they don't like it and they don't want to taste it, don't make them. Just think back to the time when you were that six-year-old and they tried to make you eat the cauliflower or the Brussels sprouts. How well did that work for you? Keep that in mind when you're pairing your wines and putting your food on the table. All right, we have to take a small break, but when we get back, we will finish up the Lawson Top 10 Recommendations for Surviving Thanksgiving, and we will touch on just a few more wines and suggestions to get you through this holiday.
I've been drinking wine recently. That's a sign of maturity, drinking wine. out of the box. Straight from that rubber spigot.
The Wine Crush returns in a moment.
There's a reason Roush Performance chooses Cooper Tires for their high-performance vehicles. Just ask Cooper Tires technical advisor, Johnny Unser.
Roush tunes vehicles to reach their absolute limits. They need tires that can handle those limits, from handling to durability to safety. That's why they choose Cooper. And that same race-bred technology goes into every Cooper tire you buy, no matter what you drive.
For more information and to find a dealer near you, visit CooperTire.com. Cooper Tires. Don't give up a thing.
Hey, Doug, are you okay?
Mark, I'm practicing my ninja moves so I can take on weeds with Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer.
Do you mean there are ninjas inside the Spectracide bottle?
Well, using Spectracide is like sending an army of tiny green ninjas to kill weeds and unwanted grass right down to the root. You see the result in as fast as 3 hours.
I see, Sensei. I'm heading over to Lowe's to pick up Spectracide Weed and Grass Killer with ninja fighting power.
Just remember, Mark, weeds can't hide from Spectracide.
Look, Steve, isn't that Jimmy Johnson over there?
Where?
Over there, in the lumber aisle.
Yeah, that's him.
Well, you said if you ever saw him, you'd ask him.
I'm not gonna ask him.
Go on, ask him.
I can't, it's embarrassing.
They say he's a really nice guy. I'm sure he'll do it.
All right, here goes. Excuse me, Jimmy?
Yes?
I feel a little funny about this, but I was wondering if I could ask you a favor.
Sure, what is it?
Would you come over and fix my fence?
Cobalt tools are so comfortable to use, once you start working with them, you'll never want to quit. Cobalt, the next generation of tough tools. Available only at Lowe's.
Looking for some good news at the gas pump? Chevy has 7 models that offer an EPA estimated 30 miles per gallon highway or better. From HHR with an EPA estimated 30 mpg highway, to the Aveo 5 with an EPA estimated 34 mpg highway, and Cobalt XFE with an EPA estimated 36 miles per gallon highway. Chevy's MVPs of MPG. Based on EPA segmentation. See your local Chevy dealer.
Have you ever lost a cat? And have you ever wanted to get your cat back after you lost it? Hi there, I'm Andrew Hoffman. I went on this website called InventNow.org. Then I decided to make an invention of my own. It's called the Lost Cat Magnet Invention. So you can get your cat back after you lost it. Just turn it on and lost cats stick to it. That's a good cat. If your cat was hiding up in a tree, it won't be up a tree anymore. It will be stuck to the lost cat magnet. And sometimes they fly toward you in the air. Just listen to one satisfied cat. See, that's proof. You should go to the InventNow.org website too. But just remember one thing. Don't do a lost cat magnet.
Anything's possible. Keep thinking. Get started on your own inventions or just play some games at InventNow.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Patent and Trademark Office, the National Inventors Hall of Fame Foundation, and the Ad Council.
The Wine Crush.
A bottle of white, bottle of red, perhaps a bottle of rosé instead.
Ah, there's your perfect recipe for a great Thanksgiving. A bottle of white, a bottle of red, and a bottle of rosé. I'm Laura Lawson. You are listening to The Wine Crush, the show all about the grape and all its glory. And we are having fun today talking about Thanksgiving. Granted, we're taking it a little bit irreverently, but I think any major holiday, it's going to have to happen that way. And a small news item when you talk about Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving is the most traveled holiday in the United States. There are more people on the roads on that day than any other day of the year. What's interesting is for those of you who had planned to be on airlines, airlines have slashed 15% of their flights and are cutting nonstops even to New York, Chicago, San Francisco, and Atlanta. There are 280,000 seats being cut every day. That means there's 3 million seats that are going to get cut over the 10 days of Thanksgiving. So for those of you who are delaying, those of you who are postponing making that airline reservation, I suggest you start scrambling, or you start scrambling in your own home and find some other homeless people and get you all together and make your own Thanksgiving traditions and celebrations, because traveling is certainly going to be a bit rough this year. On that note, we have an email, And this email is from Karen, and Karen writes us in Pennsylvania. I will be traveling to my mother's house for Thanksgiving. I would like to bring a number of bottle of wines with me to serve at dinner. What recommendations do you have? Well, Karen, I'm sure the airlines have much stricter regulations than I do, but here is what I do know. I know that you cannot carry those wines on board in your carry-on any longer. I know that if you're going to bring them, you're going to have to put them in your suitcase. And I don't know about you, but the way I've seen my baggage handled at most of these airports, I don't want to put my shampoo in my suitcase, much less a bottle of wine. If you will go to your UPS store, your package store, your packing store, they have come out with these great new items. And I don't know what to call them besides the little fluffy things. If you'll go into your UPS packing store, you can look on the shelf and you can see something that looks like a squished bottle of wine. And what they have done is they have taken our standby old favorite bubble wrap and they have made it into a whole little wine carrier bottle. And I have never had a bottle break, and I certainly recommend you use those. So good luck with your flight, good luck with your traveling, and good luck making sure your wine makes it intact. Well, we are running down to the wire on this Thanksgiving show, so it's time to round out my top 10 recommendations for surviving Thanksgiving. Number 3, paper is fine. China doesn't matter. Glassware doesn't matter. Hefty, whatever you happen to get, Chinette, it doesn't matter what is on the plate. It doesn't matter what the plate is. It matters what's on the plate and what's in the glass. So don't stress out whether you have your china clean. Number 2, worst case scenario, let your fingers do the walking. If you have to, call it in. You can pretend like you're a Christmas story, find a Chinese restaurant that'll do a duck for you. And once again, it's the family and the company that's around you, not the food, that makes a difference. And of course, the Lawson, number 1, top recommendation for surviving Thanksgiving. And I will let you apply this to Christmas. You can apply it to Easter, any holiday, graduation, or major holiday that comes about. Relax, drink more. It will all go away. So, on that note, thank you for tuning in to The Crush today. We have certainly had a lot of fun. But as always, I remind you, drink responsibly, sip socially, and in vino veritas, in wine there is truth. I'm Laura Lawson. Catch you next week.